The public hearings in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump have hit pause today. Tomorrow, ousted U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch goes before the cameras. Yesterday, we heard from her successor, William Taylor, and the State Department's top Ukraine official, George Kent. One of the people questioning the two longtime diplomats was Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you guys.
Now, you had the Speaker of the House today, Nancy Pelosi, saying that the president's actions, as described so far, amount to bribery, and she pointed to the Constitution. Can you talk about your reaction to that?
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. There are four fundamental facts. Those facts will never change. Those facts are, look, we have the call transcript. The individuals, we've looked at the call transcript. Even Democrats have said there was no linkage, no conditionality, no quid pro quo in that transcript. We have the two members, the two individuals on the call, President Trump, President Zelensky, who said there was no pressure, no pushing, no linkage of any type of security assistance being linked to an investigation of Burisma, the company that hired Hunter Biden, or the Bidens themselves. We have the fact that the Ukrainians never even knew that the aid had been held at the time of the call. And most importantly, we know that the Ukrainians took no action to get the aid released. So facts are fundamental.
Yeah, let's break those down one by one then. First, this idea about the aid going through. Now, one thing that should be noted is that it seems like the aid went through after it was revealed, in part because of the whistleblower, that it was being held up in the first place, despite some people within the Pentagon and other departments saying that it didn't need to be. So did it just happen essentially because the White House got caught holding it?
No. Look, the aid's held on July 18th. It's released on September 11th. Between those 2 dates, those 55 days, you had five interactions. You had the phone call that we just talked about, the now famous July 25th phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. But you had four other face-to-face meetings with President Zelensky had with senior U.S. officials. You had U.S. senators. You had Ambassador Bolton. You had Vice President Pence. And in none of those interactions, none, was there any linkage to security assistance dollars and an investigation of Burisma or the Bidens. But what did happen in those 55 days? Is people like Vice President Pence, Ambassador Bolton, Senator Johnson, and others in our government all became convinced, you know what, this new guy, Zelensky, this former media star, this young guy who just got elected to as president, his party just won a majority in the parliament, this guy is the real deal. He's worth the risk. He's worth the investment. Let's release the money. And they all advised President Trump to do that. And guess what? On September 11th, that's exactly what the president did.
So why was Rudy Giuliani or other people, why did the president invite Giuliani or other people to speak with Zelensky? Why did the president demand that Zelensky go to the microphones, so to speak, to announce a politically damaging investigation into one of his rivals? If the president was seeking a bona fide investigation in exchange for the release of aid to Ukraine, why did he require that Zelensky go to the cameras to do it?
The president was not what the president wanted was he wanted to know what happened in 2016.
And then he said, to my guy Rudy. Why wouldn't he go through regular diplomatic channels to do that, asking for a formal investigation?
The president's allowed to have who he wants involved in diplomatic concerns.
So for the president to basically get one of his personal attorney to encourage the investigation of a U.S. citizen of a foreign government.
All I'm saying is presidents have had Bono do diplomatic missions. They've had all kinds of
different... Has Bono investigated a political rival of a president that I don't know about? This seems like a stretch.
No, that's not what happened here. But the president was rightly concerned about what happened in 2016. You got the ambassador Chali, the ambassador from Ukraine to the United States, who wrote an op-ed critical of the president on August 4th, 2016, right in the heart of the campaign. You've got Minister Avakov, the Minister of Interior, who is in charge of the police. You know, we're talking about Ukraine.
Trump's fitness for office, there's no evidence. Discussion went beyond conversations between those individuals.
Mr. Loshenko said
and in the
vast
meantime,
majority
the
of Ukrainian politicians
has said the U.S. intelligence community has specifically said that Russia was behind interference of the 2016 election. So help us understand why
all I'm saying is President Trump had a justified concern.
Keeps coming up.
All I'm saying is President Trump had a justified concern that there were that the Ukrainians were supportive of his opponent, not supportive of him, as evidenced by the op-ed written by the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, as evidenced by the statements made by Mr. Avakov and Mr. Lushenko, member of parliament,
and statements made by the former interest. Is the national interest about Russia and Ukraine being a bulwark to Russia, or is the national interest President Trump's personal concerns about the 2016 election, which he had already won?
The national interest is this president, who has who's not a big fan of foreign aid, who understands that Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. In fact, the witness we're going to have tomorrow, former Ambassador Yovanovitch, said in Ukraine, corruption is not just prevalent, it's the system.
And yet the president helped
oust
her.
No, let me finish.
So why not support someone if he agrees with that stance?
This president, who's reluctant, who's not a big fan of foreign aid, who understands how corrupt Ukraine is and wants European countries to do more, this president actually released the aid. And oh, by the way, this president actually gave Ukraine something that previous administration didn't.
This
he gave them javelins,
the
tank-busting missiles.
George Kent testified to yesterday. Here he was talking to Democrat Jim Hines.
In your opinion, was this a comprehensive and whole-of-government effort to end corruption in Ukraine?
Referring to the request in July?
Exactly.
I would not say so. No, sir.
No is the answer there. These two officials testified to the idea that they believe that this was about the president's personal interest, not about overall corruption in Ukraine.
There's only one problem, Audie. It didn't happen.
Meaning?
Didn't happen. When did President Zelensky pledge, promise, or start an investigation into Burisma or the Bidens? Tell me when that happened.
Well, probably not after the whistleblower revealed what was happening.
No. Tell me when it happened. You said probably not. I don't know when. Do you tell me when it happened? When did that date? When did that occur?
It sounds like you're saying because the president wasn't successful in getting this answer, that somehow he didn't do something improper. And isn't that the question that Democrats are trying to figure out right now?
No, it didn't happen. That's the whole point. The aid was released in spite of a justified concern about what happened in 2016 when so many high government officials in Ukraine were against the president and for Hillary Clinton.
In spite of the fact that
the president doesn't like foreign aid, in spite of the fact that he wants European countries to do more, in spite of the fact that Ukraine's one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, in spite of all that, this president gave him javelins, which President Obama didn't do, and this president released the aid after Vice President Pence met with Zelensky and said, you know what, he's the real deal. After
Ambassador
Bolton messed with Zelensky and said,
that President Obama
after Senator
did
Johnson met with President
Zelensky
and said it's a real
aid.
Deal. That's what happened.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, thank you so much for speaking with us. We much appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.